Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. We're just plotting our ways home, just like you guys.
Man.
See, I feel... Okay. I have never gone against my phone when I didn't regret it.
Like, amen.
Like, my phone has said some crazy things. Get off here.
Right.
And you're like,
and
what?
I didn't. And I'm like, damn it.
And you run right into a giant.
Yes. Mm. My phone's telling me to take 40 West. Although we're looking at the cameras, 70 West looks much better. Yeah. Damn it.
But I mean, the big one is 40 East is really having the problem.
Yeah, 40 East is.
Yeah, but that's not the way I'm going.
No, so we don't care about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about
that. We don't even care about
it. Who cares about you guys?
Talk about me, Mark.
We're not talking about 40 East right now.
Really? So get out of Glover's way as he drives down the road.
Yeah, you'll know it's me.
He'll be honking and flashing his lights.
We're going west.
West. Westbound.
Got a corner?
Sure. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Fresh start, fresh ideas, fresh produce. Healthy eating starts at Schnucks. A story. I'm not going to tell you how I feel. I want to get your input. Maybe you saw the story. Robin Marie, 48, earns $80 per hour from her unique job. And she is a professional cuddler.
Yeah.
Big-hearted woman.
Big-hearted
woman.
I swear to God, I thought that's what you said.
Big hard woman. We cuddle now.
Why do you gotta be a big hearted woman? Like, what's that part of the story?
Because she makes people feel better by cuddling them. That's the reason she says she does it. She spends 25 hours a week.
Why does she get paid?
Cuddling. Good point. Cuddling clients for work, then around 10 hours a week, cuddling my boyfriend and Rachel, 7 hours a week.
She cuddles Rachel? 7 hours a week?
It's expensive, but it's worth it.
Is she that big and hard, though?
Cuddling my cat. So she takes seven. That's for Rachel.
That's too much cuddling.
Kansas City, all right? Basically, purely platonic. Men, women, fully
clothed. And I'm sure all the guys that pay her to cuddle also just want platonic.
Therein lies my question.
Okay.
So, you know how I feel about if you can make a living? And you're being above board, and you're not doing anything illegal.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, she's a big, hard woman, and she's helping people out,
right,
making them feel better. So you have a friend. He's lonely. And you say, hey, I know this woman. For $80 an hour, she'll come over, and she will just cuddle with you. What do you do?
What do I do?
Give him a gift card? Do you say to this guy, this is an idea?
Why wouldn't you? Like, if you're talking about if it's a friend, why wouldn't you... What's the downside to sending a friend to a big, hard cuddler?
Okay. That's my question. I guess, like you just brought up, what percentage of guys are going, okay?
100.
Well, even your lonely friend?
100% of guys are hoping it's more than cuddling. And I'm going to say 80% of guys are salty when it turns out that it's not.
All right. Haven't you ever heard of people who hire, like, a lady of the night just to talk and hang out?
I've heard of that on movies. I don't know how much that really happens.
Yeah.
I think it does. I've read quite a few, like, Reddit threads about people who do that, and they say, you know, it's not the typical customer, but there are people who just want companionship of some kind.
I'm not judging.
Right.
If you want to cuddle and there's a cuddling business, go cuddle. Go crazy.
I think that's an opening line. Like, hey, I just am hiring you because I want somebody.
Just hold each other in her underwear.
What does she look like?
And then
she's a pretty attractive woman.
Pretty big, pretty hard.
Yeah, no, she's an attractive woman. Hmm. Yeah, been doing it for 18 months. She has a website called Cuddlist, Cuddlist. All clients are fully clothed at all times. Hugs can be standing, lying, or seated in many different positions.
Yeah.
Hmm. Sure.
What's that look on your face?
No, I'm kind of...
Would you consider
He's mad at her for making money doing it.
No. I'm mad that I haven't thought about it.
Would you consider that cheating? If someone went to a cuddler?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I think it depends on the relationship.
Like most massages...
If your spouse...
A non-sexual massage, I don't think most people think of as cheating.
Oh, no.
Sex, sure.
Sure.
Cuddling seems to be in the middle.
Yeah, because cuddling is an intimate thing that should be between. If you have to hire a cuddler and you're in a relationship, you're probably not in a very good relationship.
Yeah, true.
Good point.
But there are probably people who would be fine with it if it was communicated to them. And then there are other people who'd be like, oh, what? I think it's within the bounds of whatever relationship is going on.
There is so much snow behind you.
Damn!
It really is.
He just noticed it. He hasn't seen that yet.
No, it is real different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time we look up, if you go about 15 minutes, a whole new world out there.
I think a picnic table is covered.
I'm going to try to squeeze every drop of pee out of my body before I leave.
Thank you for sharing.
That's a good plan, though.
Thank you for sharing.
Oh, it's a very good plan.
It's a solid plan.
I did that earlier. I was in the bathroom. I am a weird mix of really tough physically and a baby. And I hit my elbow on the side, like the thing that separates the two urinals, and it like doinged me, you know?
Funny bone.
And I thought I was alone, and I went, owie, 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 owie. And then whoever it was
feet under the
started
stall.
Laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I started pushing like a fire hose to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Because I was just embarrassed.
Yeah. There goes. They're telling their friends, so I'm in the bathroom at Glover's and there he hits his elbow.
Owie, 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 owie,
owie, owie, owie, owie. And he's known as a tough guy. So I guess she's in Kansas City, so I'm at she.
Oh,
could,
there are cuddlers here.
Yeah, she could franchise. And,
this has been going on for years.
Check Craigslist.
Yeah.
I have a.
Do you have more?
No, that's it.
Okay, figured. Craig Lombardi came in today. He's a big fan of the show, and he was just talking to me and Rach about stuff. And he brought up an interesting point. This wasn't exactly his point, but I took it here that he's worried about his kids being able to get good, solid jobs. And I said, correct me if you think I'm wrong, Mark, that when our parents were young, say in the 40s and 50s, an average person of average intelligence and kind of lazy could get a good job in a plant or a refinery, work there for 40 years, and retire with a nice nest egg. You didn't have to try that hard. Now, depression, of course. But like post-World War II, an average person of average intelligence and drive could have a job their whole career and do fine. I'm not sure that's true today. I'm not sure a person of just average everything who's a little bit lazy.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to say is I think you have to bust your ass today to make it.
Well, I think it's definitely moved away, obviously, from manual labor because we're coming out of World War II and the factories were gearing up and that was going strong. And you're right. You could get the overtime. You could work for a car plant. I mean, look at St. Louis. We had three different car plants going at one time and employing a lot of people. Obviously, it's going to change for the next generation, but will there be enough IT jobs to keep them going? Because I guess if you have robots that are doing all this, do you have to have somebody that's doing the design? Do you have somebody that's sitting?
I got them.
Yeah, getting them. Yeah, I don't know. I'll take that.
He'll take it.
Yep. It's just a change.
And he had a choice, but he'll take it.
You're not saying anything right now. You realize this,
no,
right?
No, no. What I'm saying is, for our kids, you know what? I don't believe it. There's jobs. There'll always be jobs. They may not be what we're used to and seeing and everything, but I think if you want to work, you'll find work.
Yeah, but my point is, 40 years ago, you could really not want to work that much and be fine.
Oh. Yeah.
Because there were so many middle-class jobs.
Depending on which way we go, there could be a million entitlements, too. And,
true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But,
right.
Mark, look at even radio 15 years ago. I mean, I obviously wasn't here, but I hear about how much bigger the staffs were, how much more support staff
you
had. You
couldn't have a radio studio ever without a person in it.
Right.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
20 years ago, there might have been 4 producers on this show instead of 2, you know?
Right, right. But when I started radio...
We have 2 producers?
We do. Andrew's a producer.
Oh.
Well,
oh
my God. When I started in radio, there was no IT department, and now we've got more IT guys than we do on-air jacks. So what I'm saying, there's a shift.
No, we don't. We have zero. Jeff Allen does IT for us.
No, but, okay,
let him go, fellas.
I'm sorry, IT not. But the guys that do all the
zero, buddy.
The online stuff. Who does all the online stuff?
Oh, digital?
Stuff? Digital. Yeah. Sorry, I meant digital. So digital, you've got those guys doing all that.
I didn't know
that.
The difference between the two.
I don't know in IT. Digital. So there's,
hey, he and knows there was, about jobs.
But there was no
digital.
Do you
digital, taste nickels right now?
There was no digital
who
jobs.
Who are these guys? These
when
guys.
We over, started.
Who are these guys?
The guys play
the computer
with computers.
Guys. Paul Cook and Hayes. Yeah. You know, the
computer
engineers.
Guys.
They sit right there. There's like nine of them. Who are they? They sit there.
I don't know what they do, but they're
typing on the computer. Oh. They probably know how to fix it.
Those are the sales guys, Mark.
There was a bunch more.
Can I do a story? Can I read a story?
Please,
that I
God.
Think is very interesting.
Is it about IT or is it about...
Did you guys hear about this television station in San Diego, KUSI? No? Doesn't...
No.
Don't read... Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The CNN thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know, Rach?
I think I'm thinking of a different story.
So, this is an unbelievable story. Thursday morning, this is off of KUSI's website.
You're thinking of PUSI.
KUSI, San Diego Television Station. This is on their website. Thursday morning, CNN called the KUSI newsroom asking if one of our reporters could give them a local view of the debate surrounding the border wall and government shutdown. KUSI offered our own Don Plant, who has reported dozens of times on the border. CNN did not air the requested report, and then it goes on to say, we believe CNN declined a report from KUSI because we informed them that most Border Patrol agents we have spoken to told us the barrier does in fact work. We've been continuously told by Border Patrol agents that the barrier along the southern border helps prevent illegal entries, drugs, and weapons from entering the United States, and the numbers prove it. So CNN called this station who because they knew they're located right there on the border, and they would have reporters that have covered this before. KUSI provided them with a report, and CNN, it didn't fit CNN's agenda.
Amazing.
So they turned, they said they didn't use their requested news report.
Yeah, didn't fit their narrative.
I believe it.
That is journalistic irresponsibility.
Do you think Fox would do the same thing?
And if you don't think that there's, maybe, but if you don't think that there's fake news, if people are like, oh, that doesn't have, there's no such thing as that. This proves that newsrooms, stations have an agenda and a narrative, because that is unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past any of them to do it.
Has CNN responded? Did someone ask them, say, hey, why didn't you run this? And they came back with, oh, we had too much material and couldn't do it. I'm sure they have a great excuse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.